You've probably never heard of the name Philip LeMay. After all, his life wasn't that significant. LeMay was one of tens of thousands of French-Canadian immigrants who came to New Hampshire a century ago to work in its large textile mills. But in the late 1930s, the Federal Writers Project, part of Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal, employed writers to collect histories of average Americans across the country. And number 1801 was called French-Canadian Textile Worker, as told by Philip LeMay.
I'm going to tell you as well as I can the story of the French-Canadian textile worker. What brought him here? How he came, lived, worked, played, and suffered until he was recognized as a patriotic, useful, and respected citizen. The picture of one French-Canadian textile worker and the picture of another are just as much alike as, well, as we have learned to say in English, like two peas in a pod.
Well, he gives us a beautiful narrative.
Robert Macheski is an associate professor at the University of New Hampshire in Manchester who specializes in immigration and labor history.
It's very difficult to find workers' voices, to be honest. The lower you go down the social ladder, the fewer remnants in history that people find. He's providing really a major history, not just of the mills, but of the French-Canadian community.
Philip LeMay was born in Saint-Ephraim-d'Epton in the province of Quebec in 1856. At the age of 8, he moved down with his family to Lowell, Massachusetts. And in 1872, he came to Manchester, New Hampshire to work at its Amaskeag Mills. By the time he arrived, there were about 2,000 French Canadians living in the Queen City, and that number seemed to grow every single day. Robert Perot is a historian of New England Franco-American culture.
In 72, you've already got a couple of things that have happened. You've got a newspaper that was founded. They founded a parish, St. Augustine's Parish. There was a society, the Société Saint-Jean-Baptiste, St. John the Baptist Society, which was like a fraternal, social-type society with insurance. There were so many people coming in every year. It was pretty evident that this was going to be something permanent.
Every day of the week, in summer as in winter, the working hours of mill hands were from 6 in the morning until 6 at night, and that schedule was continued for many years. Nobody complained because everybody was happy and contented. It was good to have a steady job and steady pay, with the assurance that you didn't have to loaf until you wanted to.
Conditions were tough for the mill worker of LeMay's time. Long hours, hot and humid rooms, the air was saturated with dust, and industrial accidents were a part of work life. But French Canadians gained a reputation of being good workers who hardly ever complained, and because of this, recruiters sought them out to work in their mills. Once again, Robert Perot.
They were known as being industrious and docile. That was the way they were described. And so if you were a good worker, what could happen if you were intelligent enough to hone your skills, you could eventually rise up.
And that's what happened for LeMay. He was one of the first Franco-Americans to become an overseer at Amaskeag, a decision that he says was hard sell to the higher-ups of that time.
One day, I asked the super if he wouldn't give me the chance. He was so surprised that he couldn't speak for a long time. He was looking at me as if he had been struck by thunder and lightning. What? A Frenchman has the crust to think he could be an overseer. That was something unheard of. Absolutely shocking. The next day, he came to me and still with a doubting expression spread all over his face, he said he'd try me for 6 months. No 6 months for me. 1 month. That's all I wanted to show what I could do.
What Amaskeag tended to do was they took people of certain ethnic groups, some of the earlier ethnic groups, and they would promote them that way so that they could control the people. In other words, if you take one of their countrymen who speaks the language and you promote that person can act as a go-between. The superintendent wants something, he'll tell that smaller boss who speaks the language and knows all his people and how they think and all that, and so they'll listen to their own countrymen. And to them, it's great because one of their people is a boss. So it looks as if, whoa, if I do a good job, I could perhaps one day become a boss as well.
In his long interview, Philip LeMay talks about the harsh conflicts between Irish and Franco-Americans, the music and dancing that emanated from the homes of mill workers after a long, hard work week, and the strike of 1922, which economically devastated Manchester. LeMay retired from the mills in 1924, and by the time he was interviewed in 1938, Manchester was a very different place. Amiskake had shut down several years before, while new businesses, many now run by second and third generation immigrants, were popping up all over Manchester. And the French Canadians were the dominant culture of the city, with their own churches, societies, schools, and even a string of Franco-American mayors. LeMay was witness to this 65-year history that completely transformed his city, and as he concludes his interview, he takes a step back to look with pride of the contributions that he and tens of thousands of other Franco-Americans have made to the city, state, and their country.
Now, the surviving French-Canadian textile workers of long ago, their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren have won the respect and esteem of their fellow citizens. Yes, we surely have found our place in the sun of American liberty. To what do we owe our success? I believe we owe it to the self-sacrificing French-Canadian immigrants from Old Quebec, to the courage that made them refuse to accept defeat and quit when that would have seemed the natural thing to do, to the cheerfulness that carried us through our trials and tribulations, and helps us old-timers to wait happily for the final bell calling us home to rest after our long, hard life in the textile mills.